Hello, I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's podcast, Meditation for Health. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening just before you go to bed. Meditation has many positive effects, and research continues to support that. So today we're going to be looking at a new study that was done with students and helping them become better students. Whether you're currently a university student or studying at a high school or hope to go back to school in the near future, schooling is a big part of all our lives. We all spend some time in it, and in order to be successful, whether you go to school or not, learning is a big part of life. Being able to concentrate, to keep your mind focused so that you can learn new material. And it's really an essential key of success, because no matter what you do, perhaps right now you've been in your field for 20 years and really doing the same thing, it's always good to be able to develop your skills, to keep growing and learning new things. And even if you are retired, growth, learning requires acquiring new skills, being able to concentrate and focus on something so that you can do well at it. Really, we're all students throughout our lives, and this podcast is part of your own learning as you're listening to me now, learning facts and information about meditation. But meditation has been found to help you as a student. So let's begin. The study was conducted by researchers from Wake Forest University School of Medicine. They had 63 volunteer students for the study, and divided them into a control group and a meditation group. The control group underwent 4 daily 20-minute sessions of listening to J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit on audio. That's what they did. They just listened to The Hobbit, a wonderful book if you haven't read it. Highly recommend it. I love his whole series, The Lord of the Rings. Recorded Books has an unabridged audio recording of the whole series. And I have it and have listened to it many times. I'm actually listening to it right now. This week. So if you get a chance, take a listen. It's a wonderful read and a wonderful story. And of course, I'm sure you all know, it was also made into a movie. And a wonderful movie. And it's, I believe The Hobbit's also going to be coming out as a movie too in the near future. So let's all look forward to that. But the meditation group, what did they do? They too spent 4 daily 20-minute sessions, but these were meditation sessions, and they learned how to meditate. Very brief, not much time, but they were spent learning how to meditate. So, The Hobbit or meditation, was there any difference? Even though it was very short, very brief, and not much training in meditation, they actually found that the meditation group showed significant improvements in cognitive functioning. Most particularly, what they found was that they were better able to sustain focus, as up to 10 times as much as the control group. That's pretty significant. Both groups' moods were elevated, of course, listening to The Hobbit, how could your mood not get better? And meditating, of course, meditating, how could your mood not get better? But the meditators particularly were found to reduce fatigue, anxiety, and increase mindfulness. And that was a very brief amount of meditating. The meditators also showed significant improvements in visual spatial processing, working memory, and executive functioning. I think the point here, though, is that when you're a student, you have to concentrate, correct? And that's a lot of learning, you know, being able to concentrate. And if you don't concentrate, you're not going to be a very good student. So what this study really showed was it can really help with sustained attention. I was a student for many, many years. Actually, after I finished high school, I went 14 straight years until I got my license with the state of California and my postdoctoral work was finished. So there was a lot of studying, a lot of time spent in libraries. But attention, being able to focus, being able to stay attentive to what I'm learning and what I was learning is an important key of being a successful student. And I think meditation can now be an adjunct to help you do well as a student. So much of studying is, can I concentrate? Can I learn this stuff? My mind wants to wander. It wants to focus on this or that. In meditation worlds, we often call it the monkey mind, jumping all over the place. And what I have found, and I think what this study supports, is even a little bit of meditation can help you be a better student. And being a better student has a lot of good effects to it, a lot of good consequences. Or in the East, they call it a lot of good karma comes from being a good student. So why not, if you're a student right now, or why not, if you want to be a student, or why not, if you want to learn, start meditating so that you too can have a better attention span and really focus in on what you want to learn. As I started this podcast, learning is such an essential key of success in life, and really in many ways even happiness, because when you get to learn, you do well in life. You get to explore all the wonders of our beautiful creation, learning about how it all works and fits together. And being a student, being a lifelong student, is important. So, meditation, as this study suggests, can help you be a better student by being able to focus, being able to sustain the attention needed to succeed at your learning. So I encourage you to meditate. And if you're new to meditation, or if you want to learn a great deal more about meditation, I also invite you, both Elizabeth and I, to join us for a meditation retreat. We're putting them together now, and you can learn more about them at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's www.holisticretreats.tv. And also, as importantly, please shoot us off an email, because we're just starting to put them together, and say, hey, Dr. Puff and Elizabeth, we'd love to have you come to our town, and we live here, so we can know where to come and where to start holding meetings to learn how to not only to meditate, but to truly have a meditative life and experience the peace, joy, and really bliss that comes from being present 100% in the now. So continue meditating, and I look forward to being with you next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.